Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's Log, Stardate 09262021. It's Sunday, bitches. That means the Reverend is in the chair.
Amen.
Not the electric chair. It is Free Talk Live.
Free.
It's talk, and it's live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join, because this is a live call-in talk radio program, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
Dial at your own peril.
Indeed. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nikki Sunshine.
And Richie Rich.
It's been a while since I've done a show with either of you, and, well, I'm glad
to
be here.
Yep.
Thanks, me too.
Thanks for having me on your show.
No problem. Glad to have you back, Captain.
Do you want fries with your vax?
No.
Do you want fries with your vax?
No, thanks. I'll take the fries, though.
Do you want that supersized original recipe, extra crispy?
Can I get it animal style?
I don't know. Well, I wonder if they have, like, the vax Happy Meal.
Is it like poutine where there's, like, gravy on it?
I remember the adult Happy Meal.
Maybe in camp, the adult Happy Meal?
For a while, you could order an adult Happy Meal.
They give you like a Steely Dan with your Happy Meal or something?
It was a salad with a side water.
Oh.
It was very depressing.
I thought I was thinking of like, you guys know the band Steely Dan?
Of course I do.
So they're named after a sex toy.
Okay.
They found this sex toy when, I don't know, they were helping somebody move. I don't know what the exact tale is, but they found this thing, and somehow it got nicknamed Steely Dan, and somehow they were like, that's a great band name. So, yeah.
Anyway, I'm Googling it.
Be careful, because you might, you know.
I recently watched Barbarella. Had no idea that's where Duran got their name from.
Clutch actually has a song. I'm trying to remember the name of it, but it's a In Walks Barbarella, Set to Stun, or something like that, in one of their songs. At any rate, this is from Business Insider, and this, I guess I can't really be amazed or flabbergasted. Are you guys are looking at Steely Dan right now?
She Googled
it's
like, it, and
it's
I
like
saw
a
her
vintage
like,
sex toy.
It is. Yeah,
I saw her leaning
true.
Heavily into the laptop because she didn't put her glasses on yet.
I mean, you got to imagine
what
too.
She was looking at.
I just happen to know this about
you knew it was
Steely
something
Dan.
Good.
If I remember
you got
correctly,
so close to the screen.
Steely Dan was one of these bands that never ever played live. They were only a studio band for like. The first four albums, five or something like that, and then
that's
like
kinda lame.
Well, no, it was actually pretty great because I love playing live in a live band, but I hate everything surrounding it. Right? I hate the load in, the booking, the business stuff, the contracts, if there is one, the arguing with the promoters, the oh, you guys were supposed to go on first, but now you're going last, or go last, but now you're going first, or whatever. Right? You know, no, we don't give any drink tickets to the band. You know, whatever it is, I just hate everything surrounding playing live, except for getting on stage and actually playing your set live. That's the part that I really like. I don't like anything else. I don't like load in, load out. I don't like stage striking. I don't like dealing with sound guys. I don't, you know, and I'm kind of a sound guy myself. So anyway.
So what you got to do is become a megastar, right? That way, that's the only thing you have to do. You just walk in late, walk on stage, do your thing, and book it out of there.
Like I never thought of that?
Oh, okay. I mean, you're not a megastar.
So. No, I'm not.
Okay.
You're not? I thought you were.
Not in the music world.
Yeah, no, not in the music world. I mean, maybe on radio or something, you know, I don't know. I like Megadeth, but that doesn't make me a megastar. At any rate, Steely Dan was a studio act, and that means they would just get together in the studio and write all their stuff in the studio and make it as good as they possibly could and then release that, and they would make their money off of selling the actual reproductions, the vinyl, if you will, the 70 or the 33 and a thirds, right, the actual vinyls. Back in the day when, like, you could do that. There was, yeah, I mean, you could probably still make like a reel-to-reel bootleg recording of the vinyl. But at any rate, so I respect them. And then one day, they were like, okay, we need some sort of an uptick in our income. We're finally going to play a live show. And so they did their first, and it was a big deal, right? They booked arenas, and they did, you know, anyway.
I remember my dad had a brother or a cousin or someone in the family who, like, made bootleg vinyls,
mm-hmm.
but it would play from the inside out because that's how he did it.
Recorded in reverse?
Somehow, that's
cool.
It is cool.
That's what it's called, cording the little grooves that are
right.
in the record so
but
that it plays
reason,
from outside
he did
to
it,
in.
But for whatever reason, the way he did it to get the bootleg was to do it the opposite.
Interesting.
I don't know. I'm older than you guys.
Significantly.
By how much. But there was a time when people would bootleg American music to the Soviet Union, Russia, as it were, because, you know, Levi's jeans were outlawed and you couldn't have rock and roll
yeah.
and, you know, all this kind of thing. And what they did is they would take X-ray, I'm going to call it paper, but that's the wrong word for it, but whatever they print X-rays on, and they would just play a vinyl record on, you know, deck one, and they would cord the X-ray. And so sometimes in Russia, you would get a record that's, like, labeled, I don't know, Steely Dan, for example, and it would be square, because
yeah.
that's just how they cut the X-ray film, whatever it is. But if you put it on your 33 and a third and put the needle down on it, you played rock and roll. There was, like, Beatles and Rolling Stones and all that kind of stuff that were bootlegged in this way, which is something you can only do with, like, the analog medium. You can't really do that, you know, the digital medium. But it was interesting to me that they found a substitute for vinyl that they could cord or record. That's where the word record comes from. You know, a different material that worked as a bootleg. Now, you lost at least a generation of quality, if not more than that. And so it was, sometimes they'd come out poorly because it's bootlegged.
Yeah.
Right? And it'd be more staticky and more, you know, with the needle and all that kind of stuff. But still, rock and roll made its way into the closed down Soviet Union / Russia.
That's awesome.
Back in the 80s before, you know,
actually,
that all came tumbling.
I've seen a picture of one of those on, like, probably Reddit within the last month or so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I saw something about it in a documentary.
Okay.
I think it was like just a rock and roll history documentary where they covered how rock and roll made its way into the Soviet Union, and they talked to people who actually were the bootleggers and how they'd have to smuggle this stuff and watch out for the man and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I digress.
Hail to the bootleggers.
I digress. I was asking you guys if you want fries with your vax because of this article from the Business Insider. The headline reads, "The New Zealand government is talking to KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell about offering people COVID-19 vaccines when they buy meals."
I thought everybody in New Zealand was already vaccinated. Aren't they, like, forcing vaccinations?
So for those listeners who don't know their geography, it's fine if you don't. Australia, New Zealand, they're kind of the same place.
Oh, my goodness.
They're kind of the same
place.
You're
going to piss off both of them from
each side. I know. If you're in New Australia or Australia and you want to, you know, criticize my geography lesson here, 603-283-6160. But
United States and Mexico, they're kind of the same place.
No, United States and Alaska. Alaska is part of the United
States, though, so that's a little different.
United States, Canada, they're pretty much the same place.
I'm offended.
Why?
I don't like Canada.
Just in general, or like at what I said?
In general.
Okay, all right.
But more specifically, because I don't like Canada.
Canadians, eh? What are they all
I like Canadians, just not Canada.
You don't like
it's a long story.
Oh, okay. We have time.
I'm going to piss them off even further and say, Australians and New Zealanders have similar accents.
They do, though. They do.
Not to them, they don't.
As with
to them, they're like, yeah, I can totally tell the difference.
Of course they can, because it's local to them.
Yeah.
What upsets me about this is because it was just like a week ago.
Oh, don't spill the beans yet.
When you read the headline, I spilled the beans in the studio because I went, that's a bunch of nonsense.
All right, go ahead, spill the beans.
Because they stopped a gang from smuggling in KFC.
This is true. On Sunday, New Zealand police officers arrested two men whom they said attempted to enter Auckland with a car full of smuggled KFC chicken, French fries, and 10 tubs of coleslaw.
They were a gang. And so now that gang gets busted, but the state gang is offering it as a treat? No. just
yeah. Just more
nonsense.
More of an illustration that it's all gang warfare anyway. 603-283-6160. Would you get any kind of a medical treatment at a fast food?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I'm not doing the cats this time. I'm just going Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering who these people are and what they're doing with their microphones. Meow Talk Live?
Free Meow Talk.
Oh, there we go.
Free Meow Live.
Free Talk Live. FreeTalkLive.com. 603-283-6160. That's a telephone number for those of you who don't know.
Did you know you have to start dialing 10 digits pretty soon?
I mean, you already do.
No. If you dial from like a 603 to a 603 number, you technically don't have to dial all 10 digits.
Really?
Okay.
And soon you're going to have to.
That may be true in New Hampshire, but in other places it's already not true.
Okay.
There are places where if you dial. So Washington State, for example, has two different 425s. Right, okay. So there's a Seattle area 425 on the north side, but then there's also an Eastern Washington 425. And if you dial.
That was a 509.
Right. There's also the 509, and then there's the 206 and the 253, which it used to be when you were in 425, you could just do 4, 5, 6, 7-digit dialing instead of 10-digit. You didn't have to include the area code. But when 425 went to the north end, anyway, these are called area code splits. I know a little bit about this. Everywhere in the North America that's on a 10-digit numbering plan will have to dial 10 digits from now on at some point in the very near future. You are
very
correct.
Near future.
You are correct.
Sprung on people.
The whole reason that that's going into effect is because of something that the FCC put into place some time ago. It's just that the telcos are finally getting around to it. They did the same thing with toll-free numbers. It used to be back in the day that only 800 numbers, 1-800, whatever the number is, those were the only toll-free numbers, and then they went, we're running out of numbers, so they decided to make 888. A toll-free number. 877 was next, along with 866, and 855 came along next. And this was all, I think, in 96 when they said, okay, all these different, they're called NPAs, NPA and XXs, when all these different numbers were going to be toll-free. But they were only able to implement one at first. So it was 800 and then 888. Then it was 877 and
866.
Right, 900 came in around the same time. So it takes, like, government decrees a thing, and then it takes them, like, a decade to implement it because government is dumb.
I'm kind of glad it took a decade. Like, who wants to dial an extra 3 digits on every phone call now?
I've been doing that this whole time. I had no clue.
The town I grew up in, you could dial just 4 digits for somebody in your neighborhood. You didn't have to dial the area code or
the exchange, the NSX.
Yeah. You could just dial 4. So, like, if I needed to call the neighbor's house for some reason, I just needed the last 4 digits, and I could actually dial with a rotary phone. That's all that.
Now you have to dial 10. It's like more than twice the amount of dials.
Yeah. Well, you know, human beings don't really have to actually dial much of anything. They just plug it into their phone and hit save, and then they click a button, and it dials it for them. So
sure.
Humans really aren't being put out.
That's why those extra 3 digits feels like a lot.
Because you have to enter 3 more digits one time.
You may
exactly.
You may think so, Captain, but I call a bunch of customers for my job. And that's a lot of dust.
You smile and dial?
Because they're not all plugged into my phone.
Okay, before we continue, I have to tell the listeners that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignoring this important world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com. to get the latest headlines and all of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com.
Only 8 decimal points for Bitcoin?
Oh,
okay. Yes. Sorry.
You've traveled down the Satoshi hole. Down a rabbit hole. I'm making stuff up. All right. What were we talking about? Oh, right. Do you want fries with your vax? This bit from New Zealand where their government is talking to KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell about offering the vaccine for COVID when they buy meals.
None of which really sells fries, unless you can like the nacho fries from Taco Bell.
Just the logistics of this thing and the, like, how are they going to manage the queues for people waiting?
It doesn't make any sense at all.
It makes no sense.
Do they have a nurse staffed to administer these vaccines, or is it the cashier that's doing it?
Oh, I'm sure they'll use military personnel.
Yeah.
Because of the, you know, they're trying to do the right thing for all the people there.
Yeah. Don't even get me started on how the military personnel that they were having administer the vaccines in the first place have no clue what they are doing and are giving people bursitis and just not administering them correctly, as if you'd want it in the first place. But
The whole thing is just so over the top, comical. I think Peoples Mountaineer last night mentioned, he's like, dude, we're living in like a B movie.
Oh, gosh.
And I thought about it for a while, and I'm like, I've seen some really bad B movies. And I'm like, you're right. Reality does kind of resemble a B movie right now.
You missed out a few weeks ago. We were talking about Velocipastor.
Velocipastor.
Because, ironically enough, both Arya and I had seen that movie.
That does not surprise me.
Wow. So, New Zealand is talking to fast food brands about offering people vaccines with their meals. These are the bullet points from the top of the article. Auckland ended a harsh lockdown on Tuesday. The country wants to avoid future lockdowns. So they say. I don't believe them.
No, because New Zealand is committed to COVID zero. They don't want to avoid anything.
They don't.
They want to make it permanent.
So they are, and Auckland, the country's largest city, eased a harsh 5-week lockdown on Tuesday, allowing fast food restaurants to restart delivery services and socially distanced sales. So unlike in the U.S., when everybody went into lockdown, you could still go through the drive-thru and or get your DoorDash. Right, that kind of a thing.
Which doesn't help stop the spread, by the way.
In New Zealand, they just shut them down, apparently.
How gross do you think that delivery McDonald's is? Like, as if it wasn't already, like, stale and disgusting through the drive-thru, now you have to wait an extra, like, 30 minutes to get your McDonald's?
I mean, I'm kind of a fast food connoisseur, so I kind of like that stuff. I'll take it to the drive-thru. I'll take it leftovers the next day on microwave.
Nothing worse than leftover McDonald's.
Dude, just load it up.
It'll last for like at least 20 years.
Right, but it is not delicious in any way, shape, or form.
With enough ketchup and garlic salt, man, those fries are not too bad.
Oh, man, leftover. No, McDonald's fries are only good right when you get them and if they're piping hot.
No.
Which is why when you do it as leftovers, you got to put a lot of ketchup and garlic salt.
This is triggering me.
I'm going to leave. Don't leave. Don't leave, Nikki. We're only in, like, you know, the first half hour of the show.
All right. I guess I'll stay.
All right.
That state is delicious.
Richie Rich.
Fine. I'll leave Nikki alone.
Don't make me pull this show over, you two. I swear, if I have to pull this talk show over, you guys are really going to hear it.
Just eat the French fry. It's good for you.
Richie.
It's a vegetable.
No!
Nikki, give Richie your French fries. You don't like them.
I'll take
you'll eat them. 603-283-6160.
If Krispy Kreme did a dozen donuts instead of a singular, I might be vaccinated right now.
What if Krispy Kreme offered the vax right in the donut shop?
I still need a dozen donuts.
This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill will be passed this week, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We'll bring the bill to the floor tomorrow for consideration.
Speaker Pelosi on ABC's This Week. The bill includes funding for roads, bridges, high-speed internet, rail, and transit, drinking water upgrades, and other priorities meant to shore up the nation's infrastructure. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez telling Fox News he's not so hot on the bill.
The price of gas is going up, the price of eggs, the price of basic necessities is through the roof. At the end of the day, the spending is completely out of control. We have to stop somewhere because eventually the bill becomes due, and it's going to come due in the form of higher taxes for everyone.
The legislation was passed in the Senate last month with bipartisan support, 19 Republicans and every Democrat voting for it. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas is saying a significant number of Haitian illegal immigrants are being released into the United States. He told Fox News Sunday that number is somewhere between 10 and 12,000, but could be higher.
About 3,000 are actually in detention. Others are in immigration court proceedings. They are monitored by us. We impose conditions.
Last week, more than 15,000 Haitians congregated underneath a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. The encampment has been cleared out, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection has reopened the border crossing in Del Rio. A shooting outside a bar near Seattle, Washington, killed at least three people, three others wounded. At least one of the surviving victims said to be in critical condition. Police say shots were fired after a dispute between two people inside a sports bar in Des Moines. They left that bar in separate vehicles after an argument and then fired shots into a parking lot. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
You are,
she said, duty. I'll take two.
Oh boy, it's going to be one of those shows. The name of the show is Free Talk Live. The name of the host is the Reverend Captain Kickass on this Sunday. The name of co-host number one is...
Nikki Nick.
Nikki Nick? Really?
Yeah, that's...
She likes the alliteration when I say Richie Rich.
And co-host number three...
Richie Rich.
Actually, co-host one, co-host two. There's no co-host three. Only two co-hosts.
Well, you pointed at me when you said three, so I felt obligated to address myself.
I know. I'm sorry for your obligation.
It's okay. I don't like positive obligations, Captain.
We've been talking, or attempting to talk about this bit.
Did we get past the headline?
kind of. This headline from, what is it, Business Insider? New Zealand government is talking about working with KFC Pizza and Taco Bell, offering COVID-19 vaccines with their meals. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is keen, no pun intended, keen to boost the country's vaccination rate, and the government is considering partnering with fast food brands to make that happen. On Wednesday, Auckland Councillor Josephine Bartley tweeted, "Restaurant Brands, the company behind KFC, Pizza, Carl's Jr., and Taco Bell in New Zealand, was speaking with the government about taking up a partnership. We want to make sure we're going to go where people are."
It seems like a cheap way to backdoor it, right? Because they're already authoritarian.
Well, look,
they don't need to go through the fast. If they want to go where people are, they've got them all locked away anyway.
That's right. They're going to have to go door to door.
Go door to door with the military.
You lock them down, so the only way you're going to find them is to go to where you've locked them down at.
It's easier to make McDonald's do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So they're doing it that way so that the anti-people are blaming a corporation instead of the actual government.
That's a horrible idea. Imagine if, like, you ordered some pizza from a chain place and they showed up and not only delivered your pizza but also gave you the jab.
Isn't that what they're suggesting?
They're suggesting doing it in the restaurants, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Not having, like, the delivery people.
Oh, I thought it was delivery people.
Yeah, I thought it was delivery, too, because they're not allowed in the restaurants. They're all locked down on delivery duty.
Well, let's find out. We know that a lot of Aucklanders are going to be really excited.
Oh, I'm sure.
About getting their takeaway fix, and could we use that possibility? Question mark. Robertson said, however, that there could be issues getting people to wait for 20 minutes after their vaccination due to the time pressures of drive-through outlets.
You know what they should do? They should let them dine in the restaurant, then when they're sitting there in a food coma, stick them.
So that instead of dine-in, it would be die-in?
Yes. Die-in experience. Delayed results, my dear.
Arden said Thursday she hoped to drop strict lockdown measures for good and wanted a 90% vaccination rate in order to do so.
Then you wouldn't even have to blow
darn.
As of Thursday, 40% of people were fully vaccinated. 75% have had one dose, according to government statistics.
Where is this in New Zealand?
Auckland, specifically.
Oh, yes. Okay. I was thinking Auckland, that the rate would be much higher.
Yeah.
Well, they want 90%. They've only got 40%. So
I'm with Nikki. I'm surprised it's so low, considering their overbearing attempt at this.
All right. We'll come back to this, but let's go to Ted, who's calling from Afghanistan. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live.
Teddy Collins. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Ted. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I'm really concerned about the economy. I wanted to talk a lot about it because what I've been doing is I've been getting together with my friends over here, and I've been showing them how we can, you know, try to make some profit from this whole scandemic that we have currently. You know, we have a Federal Reserve that's just printing endless amounts of money and giving it to billionaires.
Yep.
And that's just going to create a huge wealth gap. And pretty much that's going to ascend to a two-tier society where you have extremes. So
agreed.
A small group of people that have everything, they own all the assets, all the property.
Yeah, you're right, Ted. One of the
everybody
most,
else have nothing.
One of the most overlooked things about the whole COVID lockdown thing is the wealth transfer that has occurred. It's in the trillions of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's going to get much, much bigger because we're going to be looking at quintillion, you know, quintillion dollars amount that they're probably going to be having. There's going to be a whole load more of stimulus packages coming down the pike, and there's just going to be a whole lot more money printing coming down the road on top of that.
What do you think regular folk can do?
I think regular folk can short the dollar and basically buy real physical assets, you know, gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies on top of that. I think all three of those assets are going to do fundamentally well in this environment. I mean, the environment right now, we have extreme market distortions. None of this makes any sense. Like, you look at everything that's going on in the market, we have to bail out entire industries.
Yep.
We're not even bailing out corporations anymore. We're bailing out entire industries.
Well, they're American industries, so it's good.
America.
Yeah, but it's American dollars that they're printing, which is our wealth transferring to their pockets so that they can continue to keep this whole illusion going. Because, let's face it, 2020... You know, that whole incident, it was a wake-up call to the economy that, hey, you can't keep printing money out of thin air. You can't keep bailing out the economy. There's actually something else. I guess they call it an exonophore. It's like an outside stimulus that came in and popped the bubble, as they say.
Yeah.
It was the pin that popped the bubble. But now in order for them to keep the bubble, instead of trying to fix, you know, raise interest rates and bring back and liquidate the debt like we should be doing, instead we're going to keep inflating even more.
Yeah.
Just to keep the air flowing, and then it's just going to get so unbelievably bad.
And, go ahead, Ted. I just want to ask, how are you listening to it? Are you listening online or are you listening on satellite? Because I know there isn't a radio station online. Okay. And then, Richie Rich, you had a.
Oh, I was just saying, one of the good things for you, Ted, is that you're knowledgeable about the situation and can act accordingly. So throughout all of this, you know, nonsense, what I have recommended to friends and family is to observe the fact that somebody is going to get wealthy out of this whole thing, right? Yeah. And there's no reason that it can't be you, even though they're giving it away to millionaires. If you were open to the opportunity of finding a way to get wealthy.
Take advantage of the situation.
And exactly.
If you're able to see what is coming down the road, then you can strategically place yourself in a position now to take advantage of that situation as it comes to light.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I like how you mentioned, Ted, about investing in cryptocurrency, because when the dollar really does keep crashing, the value of cryptocurrency is going to skyrocket. So everybody who invested early, even now is still early to invest in cryptocurrency. It's not too late. So everybody who is investing in cryptocurrency right now, you're going to be ahead of the game when the economy really does collapse.
And yeah, Captain Kickass has Goldbacks poking out of his shirt.
Yeah.
I do. I was going to mention those to you, Ted. Are you familiar with Goldbacks? I know you mentioned gold and silver.
I actually haven't. I think I remember they're doing that in Utah.
So they're doing it in several states. I mean, they're basically spendable gold. What they do is they put, like for the single, it's 1/1,000th an ounce of gold into a flat thing that they laminate. Yeah. It kind of looks like a spendable thing, but it's 1/1,000th an ounce of gold. They've done the Utah Goldback, they've done the Nevada Goldback, and they've done the New Hampshire Goldback. Now, you can spend these anywhere. Just because it says Utah doesn't mean you can't use it outside of Utah or New Hampshire. You can use, you can use them wherever anybody accepts them. But for the first time, we have spendable gold. And thanks for the call tonight, Ted.
And it doesn't have to be like getting into an investment, right? Because when the mask mandates came down, my mom started sewing masks.
Yes.
So,
right.
Yeah. Take advantage.
Get ahead of that curve.
And with Goldbacks, like, it is spendable gold. So it's the first competition that cash has actually had, like tangible physical cash in some time. 603-283-6160.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, I'd like the McCovid value meal, supersized.
To get a booster with that?
And a chocolate shake, please. Apparently in New Zealand, they are considering, the government is considering offering, I don't really know how they're going to pull this off, but somehow implementing you getting your COVID-19 booster shot at fast food restaurants like KFC and Taco Bell.
Okay, here's how they pull it off, right? They're already starting to talk about the COVID medication in pill form, right? So if it's now an ingestible, you just put it in the milkshake.
Well, why don't they just put it in the giant tanks and the chemtrail planes and spray it over people?
That's coming. Or the water supply. As soon as it becomes an ingestible, all bets are off, man. Come on. Like they're not going to find a way to get you to take it involuntarily?
Demand for fast food has been high in Auckland since the lockdown restrictions were reintroduced last month, prompting some people to try and get their fill by any means necessary. We already talked about the police busting some people who were smuggling a car full of smuggled KFC chicken, French fries, and 10 tubs of coleslaw.
See, in New Zealand, it's smuggling. Here, that's your Uber driver.
Right.
Why do they need to smuggle it? I kind of missed that part.
So, not all areas were locked down in the same degree. Right, so like the large cities were way more locked down, and so people could, if they could figure out how to travel and not get busted, they could go, you know, into the burbs or into the rural areas where like a thing like KFC was open, order a whole bunch, chuck it in their trunk, and then try to drive back to the more locked down areas, hence the smuggle.
And deliver it to the people who wanted it for a tidy profit, because
right,
they were gang members.
Which is just the market responding to circumstance.
I agreed.
Yeah.
But they were busted.
I can't imagine at any point in my life fast food being contraband. Like, I'm almost 50, and, like, I I can't imagine this. I can't imagine.
You've never taken McDonald's into a movie theater?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I've taken, like, my own treats and stuff into a movie theater. All right. But that's not at this level.
It's contraband, man.
That's not at this level.
Just saying.
It's not at this level.
Okay.
I mean, I'd sneak booze into the movie theater before anything else, right? A little flask in the pocket. Order up a large whatever it is, and then, you know, open it up and, you know, pour yourself.
Fonz all of a sudden.
Yeah. Nikki Winkler on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
All right, let's go to the phones. We've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, last couple weekends I've been giving you the little play-by-play of how they do you in the family and children's courts in New Mexico, and I wanted to give you the next little vignette that follows right after that, which is answers the logical question of what happened next. And in a nutshell, if you remember, I had split up with my kid's mom, or she split up with me.
Yep.
She found a new dude, married him, and they tried to push me out of my kid's life by terminating my parental rights and adopting my kids to him.
A common tactic. Yep.
Exactly. And names are important. Judge M. Monica Zamora in the state of New Mexico had put me on trial for my own children, and she sided against me and terminated my parental rights and adopted my kids to the stepfather. And I appealed that decision to the New Mexico Court of Appeals, where I won a three-judge panel decision unanimously in my favor, Wexler, Bustamante, and Kennedy, Rod Kennedy writing.
Yep.
And so I overturned that M. Monica Zamora. They told her that she had violated the law, and they vacated her ruling and remanded it back to that same court where Judge John J. Romero Jr. was now presiding over my case. And the order from the Court of Appeals was to that we overturn this and we remanded back to you for appropriate action. And so what I succeeded in doing was filing a motion for reunification therapy between myself and my children, which was ordered, and I went to meet with the reunification therapist, and having been through the ringer over the last few years and discovered that the so-called experts that work with the courts often are not there to help you, they work hand-in-hand with the courts to accomplish whatever the court's mission is.
Right.
My BS detector was on high alert. I detected some BS, and I called the woman on what I considered to be her BS, and I gave her this legal notice, and I said, I'm giving you now an actual constructive legal notice here face-to-face, verbally, orally, that if you wrongfully damage my relationship with my children at all, I will sue you.
Right.
And upon getting that legal notice, she decided that she didn't want to work with me anymore. Probably a smart move. And so it goes back to court. And here's where we pick up that's new. And this has happened multiple times to me, and you got to be on guard for this. The court, now if you're a medical patient and you need to have some procedure, generally you might like a second opinion, right?
And you might like to go to absolutely.
Yeah. And you might like to go to a provider of your choice, one that you like, one that you believe in. And these reunification therapists, for instance, is a medical personnel. They have to go to college. They have to take their licensing test. They have to get a state license. It's a medical position. Now, the court is in the habit of saying, if you want to go to a certain practitioner, you need to get that approved through the court before you can go.
I am totally, like, just flabbergasted at your story. I mean, you're a frequent caller, and so most of the hosts here have a pretty good idea of how you're getting railroaded by the state, particularly in regards to
your children. I'm surprised you've got some mini victories in there.
I'm not surprised, but it is incredibly frustrating that even when the state tells you, okay, we did this thing wrong and we're going to rectify it and now it's going to go this way, that getting them to move on their own dictates, on their own actions, on their own rulings, when, you know, you feel like you had a win and then you don't get any traction on it, has to be beyond frustrating, David.
But yeah, yeah. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. And so here's what happened. So that woman quit, and the judge sent her a letter, subpoena, order, whatever, to show up in court and testify about the situation. And she had on advice of her attorney defied the court order to show up and testify. And nothing ever happens when experts do that. They don't get prosecuted for it in most cases. And so then I filed another motion to replace that therapist who quit. And what happened then is Judge John J. Romero Jr. just ignored my motion. And also the court-appointed attorney that was then working for me, I was pro se for a moment in that instance, and then I was represented again. And then the court-appointed attorney failed to take any action whatsoever to defend my case.
Right.
And that's where it has been stalled now for all of these years, pending further action of one sort or another.
Right, because they don't have any incentive. There's no incentive for the court-appointed attorneys to do anything for you. They get paid regardless. Doesn't matter if they take
right.
any action for you or not. So what's the next step here? What do you got to do? What's next in line?
Well, the next step would be various lawsuits in various courts, and which suits and which courts is a matter of strategy, which has not been finally determined yet. But interesting point on what you just said is the court-appointed attorney, when I questioned him about why he's not doing anything, and here's what he should be doing, the ball is in his court. He said, well, there's no hearing scheduled, so there's nothing for me to do. And I said, hey, idiot, the ball is in your court.
Right.
You're supposed to be playing offense.
Yeah. I have a couple questions for you, David. So
yeah.
is this all new developments since you called last week, or is this just our weekly install of your situation? Is this all new?
No, this is nothing new. This is
okay.
just one more small vignette in a story that's way too long to tell in
yeah.
one sitting.
Yeah, that I had a feeling. And have you been able to see your children since all of this has happened?
No.
I
said goodbye to him on July 2nd of 2007, not knowing I would never see him again, and I never saw him again.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That must be really hard
for you.
I'm very sorry.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. Keep us updated, will you?
I have been I've been very interested. He's been calling kind of weekly, kind
yeah.
of giving us play-by-plays on what's been happening, and it's been a lot.
If I'm him, I would also, in addition to worrying about and just the legal matters with his kids, I would hire some, fantastic kid writer in college to, like, hey, help me document this story. Help
yeah.
me put it together, because that has got to be an interesting story that I think needs to be told.
And he's not the only one going through this. This is very, very common that this happens to fathers, and it's terrible.
More Free Talk Live. Hour number two is coming up next.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.